Brothers and sisters, a number of the questions that were asked to us had to do with your youth serving missions and preparing for missions. I just want to introduce Elder Ballard to you in this regard. Elder Ballard, of those 41 years that he has been a general authority, 32 of them, he has been an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he has this wonderful ministry as a special witness of the name of Christ in all the world. Elder Ballard was kind enough to introduce the three of us to you. I just want to take 1 minute and introduce Elder Ballard to you. Not only has he had this wonderful voice to the world of warning throughout the world as an apostle of the Lord, but I want to remind those of you who may not know that Elder Ballard is a direct descendant of the founders of our church. He is a great-great-grandson of Hiram Smith, which makes him a great-great-grandnephew of the prophet Joseph. In his ancestry, on the Smith side of his family, he's had four apostles in his ancestry. And on the Ballard side of his family, his grandfather, Melvin J. Ballard, served as a member of the Quorum of the Twelve. Elder Ballard was the chairman of the Missionary Executive Council of the Church at the time Preach My Gospel was written and prepared. I know of the personal efforts that he put into working with the First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve to get a new missionary guide, if you will, for the whole church, Preach My Gospel, which is another great manual that I hope you have time with your youth to review. So we all prevail upon Elder Ballard that any of these questions that had to do with missionary work and preparing your children to serve as missionaries should be addressed by one of the great missionaries of the church, Elder M. Russell Ballard. Elder Ballard, we love you and look forward to your teaching in missionary service.
Well, now I think we've been beautifully taught. I hope you feel well about it. We need to hurry along a little bit so we can get to where you can ask some questions. I would just simply say to you about preparing your sons and your daughters to serve missions. That starts very early. Those of you who are bishops, and those of you who are in the presidency of the Aaronic priesthood in your wards, it starts in developing a spirit of missionary service within a ward. We found where bishops and Aaronic priesthood leaders are teaching the youth and the parents are on board, there becomes a spirit within the unit that causes the youth to say, well, if you're a member of the fifth ward, you go on a mission. That's just what we do when we grow up in this ward. I think it's very important that parents always know who the friends of your children are. And that can be so very important, because if they have good friends and they have good associates, that's why we encourage the seminary and why we encourage our youth to participate in the programs of the church, is because it puts good people together and that stimulates good thoughts and causes young people who want to prepare. There's no question that those youth who have a job, who have, at the appropriate time of their age, have gone and done some work and earned some money, makes a big difference. I think most mission presidents would tell you that those missionaries who come off the farms, where they had to get up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning and help milk the cows, when they arrived in the mission field, they knew how to work. And this is quite an adjustment for a lot of our young men and young women who are used to having mother pick up their socks, do their laundry, take care of all of their needs, And I would suggest that some of you mothers start early on teaching your young men particularly. I think young women might be better, although I've got five daughters and their rooms sometimes are as messy as our sons, so I'm not sure I'm right on that. But they need to learn to take care of things. They need to be responsible for their own territory within your homes. Their rooms ought to be properly cared for. If they're a mess, you need to teach them that that's not the way we do it in your family, number one. And number two, it's going to be very, very important for you as you move along in life that you learn how to take care of yourself. Now, when I was mission president, I learned a lesson. And here's the lesson I learned. When my missionaries, I had to be out a little while before this was revealed to me, I could start to see it. And I would ask the missionaries this question: have you read the Book of Mormon from cover to cover? And can you testify to me that you know the Book of Mormon is true? Now, this is back 40 years ago. We didn't have the emphasis on the standard works like we've got now, really even in the seminary program that is operating today. But in that day, over 50% of my missionaries could not answer that question with a yes. So I would ask them, are they willing to pay the price necessary that they could be able to read and know that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God? Because this is going to be very important to you as you are faced with opposition. And you will be faced with opposition. The other question I found to be very, very valuable, and I think I wish I'd known this earlier. My oldest son, my daughters went on a mission, but our youngest son did. And that was to sit with your children, particularly those who are you would like to have served as missionaries, and ask them to bear their testimony to you about who Jesus Christ is. That can be a very revealing moment. And if your children can't respond to that question, help them learn who he is. Help them learn that they can respond to anyone who Jesus Christ really is, and that they have a testimony that he is the Savior and the Redeemer of the world. They have to have that. So much better if they arrive on the mission field and have that. They have a running start. And ultimately, my experience is, and I think most mission presidents would agree with me, you've got those who have served as mission presidents with me today. I think that for somebody to have to be converted before they can really testify, by the time they've arrived in the mission field, that something somewhere didn't work, click the way it ought to. And so I think parents have a responsibility of doing all they can to get a basic, fundamental understanding of the gospel, a love for the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they can withstand what is out there today in the world, a world that has become so secular. And even in the United States, we're moving towards secularism so rapidly that people are saying that they accept there is a God, but they don't think there's any reason to be connected to any kind of religion. You can see that flaring up all around you, and consequently, our missionaries, I tell them, if you were all full-time missionaries, I would say to you, you have to be the best teachers of the doctrine of Christ, perhaps in the history of the church. because you have to cut through so much that is pouring out upon the human family by those things that we've talked about here for a few minutes so far tonight regarding media and other things, that they have to really be good teachers. So I think if I had a son now or a daughter that wanted to go on a mission, I would have preached my gospel and I would go through it with them. We'd read it together, the whole manual, and I'd get them to try to internalize that well enough so when they arrived there that they knew what are the attributes that are required to be a great missionary. That book is written to the missionary. Everything in it is written to your sons and to your daughters, telling them how to become great missionaries in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Lastly, I would try to get into their minds and in their hearts the value of one soul. And you do that in the process of getting your children to understand Gethsemane. Gethsemane, brothers and sisters, if you can take in your mind and in the mind of your children the Savior's mission and Gethsemane, no greater mission has ever been performed or ever will be in the history of the world. And when you let your mind and your children go with you in their mind and you read those passages and those teachings of the prophets of Gethsemane, it will bring down into their hearts a love for the Lord Jesus Christ and a desire to do all they can to make his atonement, his suffering, his glorified and wonderful atonement of love for you and me come into the life of one more. Therefore, everyone they will see when they're on their mission, they will see. Not as just a stranger, but they'll see as a son or a daughter of God and the Savior pleading that they would come unto him, be baptized in his name, and receive the saving ordinances of his gospel. Pretty simple. They're simple steps. But you need to take them, and you need to take them early in order to move them on to that day we'll be called to serve. May the Lord bless us to prepare our youth and prepare yourselves to serve the Lord when they get a chance to go out as a missionary couple when that time comes. Let's do all we can to make that happen. And I pray for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.